Well, welcome to another episode of I'm Not Famous. Carrie and Iggy, both here. We're not famous. We're with Xander.
I'm also not famous.
Oh, I was going to say you're slightly more famous.
No, I'm not at all.
So like some of the other episodes, we're actually on location. We're in Netherland, Colorado.
Dude, you said it right. You're the only person that didn't say it right.
Netherland.
And I'm the only one that hasn't done an interview yet. And I'm the only one that didn't say it right. Anyways, we're at the Netherland Film Festival in Netherland, Colorado. This is a town that's probably best known, only known, really, for Frozen Dead Guy days.
Yeah.
And we've gotten all a story about it, about the...
The origins of it. He was
Swedish or was he Norwegian?
Passed away in Norway.
Yep.
Yeah, passed away in Norway.
Heart attack.
And then, yeah, heart attack. Skiing alone.
Correct.
Don't ski alone.
I don't ski alone. But and then he had family here who then I didn't get into the whole like expedite or like anything, but his body came here, and then when the grandmother passed away, she was the one who was here. They were like, what are they going to do about those dead bodies in the shed? And of course, when you hear that, like I heard, I was like, yeah, what are they going to do those dead bodies
in
the shed?
So all the local authorities.
What are they going to do those dead bodies in the shed?
This is like 30-something years ago.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just, and then something with the court, they were able to keep it. But yeah, that's the only story. You didn't know about this.
Anyways, there's literally a dead guy kept on dry ice in a, tough shed.
In a
city of Netherland, Colorado.
It looked
like a hot tub, yeah. With like,
well, they kept calling it a sarcophagus. It's like a mummy.
But
like,
when you looked inside of there, it kind of looked like it was just like an ice sarcophagus.
Right. But whenever I hear that word, I think of like old school.
Yeah, you think ancient Egyptian. Yeah, you think ancient Egyptian. Yeah.
I don't know. It was an interesting way to describe, like, in a tough shed and then using a big word like sarcophagus.
There's a feral sarcophagus in the theater here, actually.
I was hoping someone's going to pop out of it at some point. That's for HorrorCon. That's for the horror film
that's
festival.
Dickens. Yeah. So there's this festival, or this dead guy day.
Yeah, frozen dead guy
frozen
days.
Dead guy days. Yeah. For a weekend, and they said something like thousands of people come up here.
Yeah.
And party all weekend. There's a polar plunge. There's a... like parade, like what was it, a coffin race?
Yeah,
like,
so you have the parade of hurts, or however you say that word, right? Then you have the coffin races, frozen turkey bowling, which I participated in. Most people won't know, in Colorado, it could be like 60 degrees or it could be snowing in March. The one time I came, it was 60, and it more went from like frozen turkey bowling to salmonella turkey bowling because the paper kind of ripped off a few times.
That's dedication.
Yeah, but it's an amazing city, an amazing festival, all kind of surrounded by this whole
story
that's myth.
True.
Yeah.
Well, at some level, it's true because there's a body up there.
There's a body
we
up
have
there.
Witnessed
supposedly. There's a story. Yeah,
you say supposedly. We have witnessed this at this point.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
We're not supposed to talk about it in too much detail. So,
too much detail. It's all legal. It's on the up and up. There's
nobody's
murdered.
It's fine. Yeah, everything's fine. Good. The guy.
No
foul play. He was well dead before we got there.
Well dead.
And there was already the giant like dumpster of dry ice.
I feel like we should be done talking about this by now.
Oh, I love it. But I'm so sorry that's what this city, previous to this though, that's all this city, I think, people associated with this environment.
Mm-hmm.
And then going through what we did today, hopefully this film festival maybe shifts some of that narrative.
Annual film festival in Netherland.
Mm-hmm.
It's focusing mainly on music, I think, as you guys touched in some of the interviews, mm-hmm. there's also some mental health aspects to it
And there's a lot of documentary stuff, around them.
And it's very Colorado-focused, at least one block, but it is international, too. So it's Colorado-focused, but it also has all the other stuff. So it's pretty interesting. It's the old backdoor theater,
yeah.
I guess, through the back door. I get it now.
Yeah.
We had to drive around the building.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like, how old were you when you realized this? I was this old. I didn't get it either.
This day's old. Yeah, we drove around the building. Because when we first came in, that's a fun story right there.
Oh, yeah, walking in.
I'm like, guys, follow me. I saw people go in this way. And we go in, and we go in with some guys that I'm like, these guys don't look like they've had a good at least few weeks, probably longer.
Yeah.
And we're walking through, and then you start looking into the rooms on the left and right, and you're like, there's boxes of coats over there. There's a bunch of canned goods over here.
So it's like a homeless shelter. And walking like, through.
Oh, so we came in the wrong door.
Yeah.
We came in the wrong door.
But eventually found our way.
To the back
Eventually found our way to the back door theater.
No jokes to be had there. Okay. No. No jokes to be. Anyways, I don't know. So we're... I don't know what you're talking about.
Professional?
This is how you get frozen dead, guys.
Yes.
I think we're all... I'm still just very amped up from that carousel of happiness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Carousel of happiness.
It was amazing. I'm still, like, pondering. It took me back to being, like... Especially, like, carousels, right? Like, we're a little older. You remember what it was like. Maybe, in my case, I'll speak specifically. You go to the beach, right? Mm-hmm. And you go to the end... of the whatever it was, pier. And there's a carousel.
It's a pier.
A pier. There we go. I was gonna say ferry for a second. I'm like, that's not right.
Don't
that's
ride the ferry.
Not right.
If somebody's on the ferry, I'm gonna take you to the carousel.
Exactly.
Don't go.
But I'm thinking
that's
like,
how you get frozen dead, guy.
Yeah. But no, that's what I thought about. Like walking down the pier, you got the salt water in your face, and you hear that iconic music.
That
and
carousel.
You, yeah. Or you see the lights, and it took me back. You know, a while when you get on those and you start going up and down. Especially when they tell you you have to get a seatbelt on.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is going to be fun.
They had seatbelts.
I was going to get seatbelts.
Yeah.
I was worried it was going to go too fast because when they said you got to put on seatbelts, I'm like, what kind of carousel?
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, hold on. Because this is completely handcrafted. Everything. You did all this. So I don't know. Are you going to put NOS in this? Like, are we about to go really fast? I'm trying not to fly off.
You trying Fast and Furious?
That's what I'm saying.
Fast and Furious 9. Carousel happens.
The carousel spins and you go to space.
The Dodge Charger just takes it out.
They're going to space. They're going to space.
But something special happened for Carrie on this carousel.
Oh! It was a sad day. These jeans have been with me for a long time.
And did you not joke about it earlier?
I did joke about it. Because I was like, I do not want a hole in my pants throughout the day. And sure enough, this 5'2" frame of mine decided that I'm going to take the biggest animal on this carousel. I went whole horse style, you know, through the left leg over.
Yeah.
It did. It got caught and it just ripped.
No, you really.
I went for it.
You really climbed Mount Brutal. Like you were gonna go throw that ring.
Oh man, I was. I had it. I was very confident. Less confident getting off. Not a day to be up here with a whole.
Especially because all of a sudden there's kids in line now.
Yeah. Now yeah.
Because we get on there, weird. There's nobody.
There's nobody. Nobody was there.
And then Carrie rips his pants and we have to get off.
We have an audience.
And there's an audience.
There's
of
an
children.
Audience.
Oh yeah. You didn't see me waving at the kid, right?
I saw you.
Yeah,
I
did not wave back.
Waving, no.
Oh, he did not wave back.
He's waving. He's just like, I don't want your happiness. I'm not mine. Get off my ride.
He's like, your ride should be finished. Yeah. So I can get on there right now. Why is this thing moving, Dad? I can't get on here right now.
Yeah, now with the old guys. Now with the old people.
I don't approve of this.
Well, they're like, because they're like, wait, what are, there's no kids on here. There's just five adults.
Five grown men.
Riding.
Yeah,
five grown men riding this thing.
A lot of ginger. A lot of red was in effect today.
Is this now the between
two between gingers, between, two,
between
gingers,
two gingers yeah. podcast now?
I feel like we should like interview you.
Wants to change the name.
I want to change the name. I think it's better.
You jumped on last time.
The branding's
like,
already
I'm
on.
I'm taking
there.
Over.
I did. I tried it. I think it's funny. It's paying homage to the great, wonderful Zach Galifianakis, and I got overruled.
You know what? How about this? When you do these podcasts, this will be your between two gingers will be your own personal sub.
Yes.
Title for this episode.
Yeah,
it'll be your own.
But I'm gonna
title.
But I'm gonna be by myself.
Yeah, it can be a title.
I'm gonna be by myself though, next to a ginger root. That's how I'm gonna do it.
You're gonna put yourself on one side.
Yeah.
A ginger root on the other.
Correct.
Side.
And the guest
in the middle.
Yeah. It's a segment within a segment.
Our guests, we do have some famous.
We do have some famous guests.
We're not. So Carrie doesn't want us to tell you who this is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to look closely.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe pause the episode.
Yeah.
Well, actually, let me finish the sentence, then pause the episode, and. In the comments below, let us know who this name is, this person is. If you get it right, Carrie will send you a prize.
Yeah, but you also have to like name what movie he's from as well.
Carrie doesn't know that one either.
I think I do.
I said the name of the movie 30 times.
We
like,
had
no,
this discussion walking.
No, that's not it. I'm like, I have the movie on my show. I'm trying to repeat it without saying the movie so we don't give it away.
Yeah.
But you're like, no, that's not it.
It's not it.
It's the scene where this thing happens and this. Yes, it's from that movie.
No, that's not it.
You're like Gone with the Wind. I'm like, no, no.
Not Gone with the
Wind. No. No. Absolutely. It's not Rhett Butler.
Is that his name? That's not his name.
The guy from Gone with the Wind?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with it.
It's not.
I'm committing.
That was under confidence.
That was under
No, it's Rhett, but I feel like I might have the last name wrong.
You got spelling on us.
Yeah.
Dang, get fancy. All I know is this was a great ambiance.
Can we get our producer, Jeff, can you fact check that? The main actor in Gone with the Wind.
Yeah. With the proper spelling.
Don't bring up the other movie or the other actor's name, because Carrie still wants people to guess that. Mm-hmm. We can say that Marilyn Monroe did join us.
Yes.
Do you know what movie she's in, Carrie?
Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
Yeah, that's one.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, yes! I completely guessed on that.
Rhett Butler.
How do you spell it?
R-H-E-T-T.
And then
how do you spell it though?
Mike. I was saying like Gret Butler. I'm like, what are you talking
that's
about?
That's that last word. Yeah, but how do you spell that name?
Yeah.
Because he didn't say you spell it that way.
Yeah. I did say I spelled it.
No, you did. Right? He's trying to deny you it.
I mean, you went like full like fifth grade spelling bee right there. You were like very confident. Like, can I have it in a sentence, please?
Can I go back to one thing though? What animals did you guys read? What animals? Who did you read to on the carousel?
So I wanted to ride the dragon. But it didn't go up and down.
There was a dragon little bench,
but they were like, you gotta do the ones up and down. I'm like, you're right. So I got the peacock. Because you gotta let me fly, Captain.
Peacock, Captain.
That was a great one.
No, I couldn't see you because you were on the opposite side, so every time like
I know I could barely see you
the
at
the music
all.
Box. But I you saw were on your
the
animal.
Moose.
Yeah.
I rode the moose.
What animal was I on?
I don't know.
None of us could.
So I
think it's a kangaroo.
I have a video of me on it, and I'm literally like, this is me on this.
Right.
Jeff thinks he's on a jackalope, and there's Carrie over there. I don't know what he's on.
Because it was like I was holding like a present? I still didn't get it.
What were you on?
Jackalope.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Because it's a weird animal.
But no, I wanted the bench. Like, I want to go old school, like carousel. Like, there's always that one bench that nobody sat on.
Yeah.
I would sit on the bench.
Yeah.
Well, but I wanted to sit on the dragon,
but it was
right?
a bench. And
yeah.
I was like,
you
fold
your arms and pout when you sat on the bench? Is this when your parents dragged you on the carousel and you're like,
I don't want to be here.
Listen, man.
They took my favorite horse.
They didn't give me the foot long corn dog like I asked for.
That kid that would wave at me took my dragon.
He took my joy.
I want to wait for the next turn. Now we're going to get on now. I want to wait for the next one.
Took my joy.
I couldn't believe that nobody waved. Like, nobody waves anymore. I was trying to have an interaction with this little kid. Probably the wrong way to say that. That's why I wave. I wanted a
We may need to cut that part.
It was fun though. I mean, we met a great tour guard. Tour guide.
The tour guard read to us on the carousel.
That guy Chris.
Chris, that guy.
Is it Chris?
It's Chris. Well, see, that's the thing. It's
almost foot. Thank little you, foot. Littlefoot.
But as I was saying, like, so he's like, just tell people you know Chris. And at first I'm like, I don't know if that's you or not.
I don't know.
Right? So I was like, so just tell me you know Chris, right? He's like, yeah, I'm kind of known here. I'm like, gotcha.
So yeah, so there, the story was there was a like local celebrity, basically, who did all the like the Frozen Dead Guy days, everything else, the town stuff, that he'd do all the announcing and the emceeing, and he was named Bigfoot. And so he kind of like handed the baton to this guy. So he took on the name Littlefoot, and has kind of taken that over. He's here. Mm-hmm. That's what he's here at Nederland Film Festival for, is doing the emceeing in between. He does the Frozen Dead Guys thing now. And then he brought up other things, I think, around the holidays and stuff. I think we were just too excited about the carousel to remember.
Oh, childlike excitement. Like, I haven't had that in a while.
He even paid for us. He made sure we did this. So if you're up in Nederland, no S.
Nederland.
You gotta check it out. It'll make sense, but the pictures, seeing those pictures, but as we talked about leaving, that organ.
Yeah.
That thing.
That organ. And the thing, the size of it. Can you imagine the size of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's apparently so loud. Like, that box, which I thought was to protect it, is protecting us from the sound of it.
Had like a hole this big to where it could get the sound out.
Yeah.
So it's probably like soundproof, shatterproof glass. Somebody probably just fell into the window if you heard that thump.
No, that's that dude lifting weights.
Lifting weights here for five.
But it was clean.
No,
it was a clean press. Let's just make sure
it
was clean.
There's too many people here that know Project Nerd. Shocking amount of people in that room. So he might know us, and then you're going to make fun of him, and he's going to squish you.
Because all I said, he was working out for 5 hours.
More
applause to you, because I can't.
All day.
I got 2.5 minutes.
Listen, though.
I'm like,
but I want to have a roasting show, because I want to get that guy on. One, he had a silver ponytail.
Yes.
Which was hard to look at because he's wearing the old school Gold's Gym.
I didn't.
I can't talk about it because I just want to go off for 5 minutes.
I didn't want to say this.
Weightlifting belt.
He didn't.
He had the chain.
I really didn't want to say this, but I'm only going to say this, and it's not mean-spirited. He looked like Rick from Rick and Morty when he got buff. He did. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
I was this old. I was this old when anyone thought about it.
Episode's over. Season's over. That's it.
I killed him. And I killed him one episode.
You can't follow that. Like, that was the greatest. Now I just want
to
like.
I have to take off my glasses to move the tear.
I'm sorry. Just imagine real life Rick, like the buff Rick from Rick and Morty, where he stopped people down to DMX with his granddaughter. It's hilarious.
X going
it. And it's not been a bad way. So please don't scratch me.
That's actually a compliment.
I think it is a compliment.
He was doing a great. He had some big. He might want to spend more time on leg day is the only thing I have to say, but...
Not saying anything.
He's too busy running out in the snow. You know? He wasn't out there jogging in the 3 feet
Harry
of snow.
Harry has this problem with people who run in bad
I do not.
For
it's not
reason.
At all.
He got so angry on the way
he
up.
He did.
I didn't.
Did.
I didn't.
Who do you think you are running in the snow?
That is like word for word quote of what Harry did.
I believe there's a little bit less of the the tone there. I am fascinated by anybody who chooses to run.
I think you were shouting.
You were shouting.
And then you made a comment because I was like, oh, that Volvo couldn't handle the snow because it's pulled aside the road. And you're like, it's probably that guy
I'm sorry,
running in the snow.
The runner's car.
Yeah, it's probably the runner's car.
I had to drown out the Justin Timberlake on the radio.
JT's
so yes, I had to raise my voice out of it.
Leave my boy out of it. It's okay, JT.
I'm sorry. I had to raise my voice over the musical ambiance you were creating for us on our
we were
entry
listening to
into the
Timberlake
film
at
festival.
That time. We were listening to insert something here.
Oh yeah, no, we'll wait until you find a better. You want what else? There was nothing else.
We might have been.
No, you had just skipped Bruno Mars.
Exactly.
No, yeah, because you guys didn't want to listen to some Bruno
Mars.
No,
you went hard.
I
Jay-Z.
Said nothing the whole trip.
Oh, were we on Jay Z?
We were on
Jay Z.
We were on
whatever, dude. You made a comment about. It. No, this is a little too romantic of Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
If we're going to listen to Bruno Mars in a car full of guys, we need it to be more like something you guys named a few
times. So I was just creating the comedic element of making fun of the jogger
that
was running in the snow.
Is that what you call what you do? Creating a comedic element?
Exactly.
Okay. Just curious.
Comedic director?
That's the same as an interesting artistic choice.
Yeah. I feel like I should just make acronyms.
I'm question your artistic choice here. Okay.
I cannot figure out acronyms. How many times did I miss the description of what Jackie did here? Now you guys say it.
Social media coordinator at Colorado Film Festivals.
I feel
Colorado like Festival Production.
There you go. See? Yes, exactly. Yeah. So you can't even do it right. I'm like, why do you need my titles? She was amazing. I really enjoyed
I work
her.
With the person who edits this, so I can be like, cut that part.
Yeah.
Oh, your question again? Oh, okay.
You can't do it again, can you?
Social media coordinator for Colorado Festival Production.
There you go.
Thank you.
That was pretty easy.
No, the best part is, so the interviews from this, there's some good interviews. You just interviewed, what was his name?
Justin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For some, like, the crazy, it sounded crazy.
It's,
like
he's talking, documentary. Yeah, an Iceland, like, an Iceland trail, basically, that was discovered a long time ago in history over there. But nobody would go through it because the terrain was just so, it's like crazy to try and navigate through. So he took that shortcut instead of taking the other ways just to see, and he said it took him 7 days.
Yeah.
On bike, all on bicycle, him and another person.
And
on
he
bicycle.
Got stuck in a storm. He skated over that whole thing, like,
storm
in Iceland?
Yeah, right. He's like, we went out in 6 days, but we got stuck in a storm for that 7 day. Next question.
Yeah.
Because
you guys know what it's like to be stuck in a storm in Iceland.
But then he goes into the fireworks thing about, like, just the fireworks, like, shooting you in the face.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All this stuff.
I'm like, what is happening?
I love when he's like, the kids are running around with them. Like, okay, there's so many, there's kids that have fireworks.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
They're running around with fireworks, and they fall, and they just go off.
How casually he said, sometimes they go in the crowd and just explode.
Yeah.
What?
And sometimes they hit the side of the building. Those two things are very different.
And they're not supposed to.
But I just
want to
say, like, I've never heard someone come up with a tagline during, like, mid-interview.
Mm-hmm.
Your potluck of fireworks
there you go.
Was, like, one of my favorite things that was said this entire time of the year. Because I was like, that was completely spontaneous and the greatest way to describe that. Because I'm just thinking, like,
it just
Sarah, you can't bring in the bottle rockets again.
We have enough
sprinklers.
It's
like a corporate event.
Stop it.
Sarah, we brought those bottle rockets last year and nobody liked them.
I feel like it's just like Sarah from HR, you know? It's like...
Sarah, I told you.
She brought the sprinklers again.
Nobody likes the moon whistlers. They're so annoying, Sarah.
Sparklers, Sarah? Really? Three years
in a
row.
She likes the snail one. You know, like, puts the cigarette into it.
It just goes.
That's all, like... That's my picture of you, like, potluck of fireworks.
Did you bring me a pinwheel that I have to staple? Oh. It shoots in a circle.
That was honestly one of my favorite things because it was so impromptu. And it was one of the great ones. And you were serious about it. He's kind of like, actually, yeah, it sounds about right of what we experienced. And it was one of the coolest things.
Yeah, he did. He popped in my mind. He came up with the energy. I was like,
that dude was cool.
We can talk about it. Yeah. We can talk. We can have a loose conversation. I don't have to guide you.
Some good interviews there.
It was
good. Melinda and Jackie,
amazing,
kind of brought up. They, you know, really kind of running this gig.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few other people around here. We hate to, like, omit anybody, but there is a handful of people that definitely contribute to the film festival. It's never going to be two people running it.
Yeah.
If it is, they're never going to do it again.
But for the second one,
no, he's
this
the second
has been
one.
Amazing.
So
to see the way they've done it.
I had a phone call with Melinda this week to talk about us being out here, and always the second one. She apologized because she's like, it's taking me so long to get back to you. She goes, we had our curator, who we hired, and she was a little too green, but kind of overpromised, and then panicked, and just quit. Mm. So, like, the past few weeks, the person who's supposed to be assembling everything, while they're doing their other roles, there is no person.
Found.
Yeah. So they're filling in for it and everything, and it's still gone off without a hitch, even with bad weather out there.
Yeah.
They've got people in every screening block. We've had some of the filmmakers come out, people that are going to be here tomorrow that have came out early to talk to us so they can get their interview in.
Mm-hmm.
Parents, you sat down with some
parents. Yeah, I sat down with parents of a director.
That was first time. That was a great way to talk about a movie. Like, I mean, you always say, like, the parents, they said it, they're biased.
You didn't get enough dirt, though.
Yeah.
You didn't pull out enough.
I know, I just wanted, like, sort of
we
time so he didn't do his homework.
Guy. Yeah.
We could have blackmailed this guy.
Oh, man.
Just with the look in their eyes when they're describing it, I was like, I can't do it.
They're too happy.
I was like, oh, you're so happy.
But that would just guarantee we always get the director because we'll put out, like, oh, you don't want to do an interview? We're going to get your parents.
We're going to traumatize
you. We're going to bring in your parents.
You better make sure your parents never show us to an interview because I'm going to get every dirt out of you.
I thought it was great. One of the first, at least, I don't know if maybe Project Nerd first, but that was one of the coolest things to hear directly from the parents of the filmmaker in a film that's only, what, 3.5 minutes?
Yeah, it's
3.5 minutes.
It's crazy. I thought it was hilarious. Like, you're going to interview parents. Like, of who?
Yeah, you know, I was like, of the director? I was like, all right.
But
it was interesting. They seemed to enjoy it. It was interesting, so it was good.
Yeah, it was fun.
First time I've definitely ever interviewed parents. Like, that's...
I think it's always the other way around. Parents usually interview me.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like, oh, yeah.
First of all,
you want to date my son?
The earlier comment about you interacting with children, and now their parents are interviewing you for some reason. We are getting a little concerned.
I am registered in the state of Colorado.
Registered what?
A registered voter.
Go vote.
Time already passed, my friend.
You don't know when this episode is.
Yeah.
We get it out November 2020. November 1st, 2020.
Please vote.
In the future, just go do it.
Oh, yeah, it was fun. It was a great time.
Yeah.
Really fun interviews.
Mm-hmm.
I really like it. Yeah, but Jackie and Melinda to hear their... What I think, you know, we got to see was the passion. You know, with all the film festivals that they work with, mm-hmm. with the... Was it Front Range Film Festival?
So
or was
Front
it
Front Range in February.
Right.
Lions is in April. The Boulder Brew and Film Festival is in September, and then shortly before Halloween is the Dickens Horror Film Festival, and then I assume they haven't announced the 2019 dates yet for Nederland, but I'm assuming after this one we'll hear November again or so.
I think it's a great time to come up here.
Yeah, you brought up their energy, their passion for it, and it's huge because to relate it to it, which is good for them to think about in the future. We were just at Tallgrass Film Festival, mm-hmm. 16 years there. We've been going there for a number of years, and we talk about the same volunteers, the same people working on it, the passion, how much the filmmakers love it. And you come over here, and it's much smaller because it's only a second year,
right.
But you're seeing that same energy and that same passion, and the filmmakers love it as much. So it makes you think it's Nederland better be ready because it's going to grow.
Yeah.
It's going to grow.
And I think it's good to have that energy, especially in the beginnings going, because that only just puts forward towards actually what you build towards. Because people that see that, they're drawn to you, so they really want to participate even more to help you build that. And then you keep that same energy all the way through, that positive energy just helps everybody.
Yeah.
Just, like, stay motivated and keep going through because, you know, it's fulfilling.
For sure. And you even had the CU student here as the projectionist volunteering his time.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Brandon?
I thought it was Daniel, but I kept saying it, and he didn't look at me, so I was like, either I got told wrong, or I think you're Daniel.
I forget names very easily, so I'm out of this.
I tried. I know what the dog's name was, because we've had an amazing service animal up here, and that's been...
Is it a service animal?
Well, I call it a service animal. I think any animal over like 10 years old is a service animal at that point, right? Yeah.
14.
It's a rescue, 14-year-old rescue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely at least part golden retriever, I assume.
Some part, yeah. It looks like some part, yeah.
Yeah. What's the dog's name then? You said you remembered it?
I called you. I could have came up with anyone, but I feel like I would disrespect
you. Yeah, because we never guessed. You could have said it's Bucky.
I know. Like, Jackie, the social media coordinator, would have been like, I'm actually Carrie. She would have called me Kelly first, which would have been funny. I would have caught that. She kept calling me Kelly. I'm like, that's cool.
Did she get
caught? Yeah, she kept calling me Kelly.
Good. She's been messing up. The funniest part about that interview, though, is we sit down. They're so happy for us to be out here. They're telling us thank you. We're getting them mic'd up and everything. Carrie's over here, like, just butchering their title. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, Melinda? That's going to be a tough name to remember. Why don't you go ahead and say it? And, like, I'm just sitting over there, like, when I email them about Front Range, they're not going to reply. They're just not going to reply.
You can't, but Kelly can't come. You're like, it's okay. We won't bring Kelly.
So I'm sitting there thinking, and then the cameras roll, and Carrie's just like, boom, name, title, film festival, everything. It's like, so you just act like a train wreck to get them all worried.
Mike, that was your mic.
I'm a professional, sir. I know my role. Mild professional.
The term professional is very loosely used these days. I mean,
I'll actually let them know.
We'll say experience. We'll just say experience.
Yeah. Experience. That was fun.
Experience is still pushing it, but
experience is a very like broad thing. So.
He's done an interview at this point. He's done our podcast.
Go back and watch Doubting Thomas out now on Project Dash.
We're not even at the film festival.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I can't plug Will's movie. I'm sorry. I can't plug Will's movie. My bad. I don't wish your favorites.
Will, I'll give you his address when you're
free.
Don't make me register again, man.
Again?
Right. On that note. But for real, we are kind of out of time, but it's been a blast. Xander, thank you very much for joining
us.
Thank
you guys for having me.
We do usually let our guests plug stuff, so I know you do have other things going on.
Oh.
So why don't you tell people?
I also do professional wrestling and comedy and acting, so you can find me on social media at, it's going to be ridiculous.
Okay.
Blaxican Thunder. Yes, laugh.
I like it.
Let it out. I see it.
I like it. We haven't even finished the episode yet, Kay.
I can't.
All right, I'm closing this out because I can't even say.
I'll ask them to put it below so you can follow me.
All right, that's another episode of I'm Not Famous. Iggy here, Project Nerd, signing out. We'll catch you next week.